anybody like me, for example, have to visit hospital twice a day because my wife's in, it's going to be dreadful. There's going to be choke points created, if you want, sort of around the outside of the wall. Ones I can think of, Lehman Road, where you turn onto Clifton Bridge. I would think probably where you come at Penleys Grove, when they come down from the town centre. Bootham, probably. There'll be choke points all over the place. So I think far from easing the flow of traffic for buses, it's going to make it worse.
The problem that home carers face is that clients have specific times when they have to be called. And it's all very well saying, well, change your call times around. You can't do that, because if you were to change one person's call time, it would mean trying to change six people's call times around. And it would mean people having their breakfast at midday. That really isn't acceptable. And we have a duty of care to our clients, and City of York, who commissioned care for a lot of these clients, should have really thought this through before making this closure.
What my concern is, taxis are allowed across, but York Wheels and the British Red Cross, which do voluntary service to take people to the hospital for appointments, are not allowed to go across. They're doing it in their own time, and it's costing them money by going right the way around. They have to pay for their own cars and what have you. So it won't be very worthwhile then if they're having to cut down on the money to run the car.
I understand some of the concerns that have been coming forward, but for me, it's a two-stage process, really, and something that's going to take a while to get through, because like with a lot of things that we try to do, things have got to get worse before they get better. My understanding of the way it should happen, in theory, and I really hope it does do, and people kind of, you know, step up to the plate, is when the closure comes in, people do actually begin to realise eventually, I don't actually need to make this really short journey across town. So they're going to realise, oh yeah, I can actually use these legs. I can actually walk for a mile. It doesn't hurt. I can actually go and get on with it.